Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Stay there. Then ask yourself, does long breathing feel good? You can experiment with other kinds of breathing to check and see what feels best right now. We start with long breathing because it's energizing. You need to energize the body and energize the mind before they calm down. But sometimes you want to go straight for the calm, so you try shorter breathing or gentle breathing, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Take advantage of the fact that you can adjust your feelings in the body by the way you breathe. We go through life, there are a lot of things we have to do, a lot of things that are going to be difficult. But if you develop the good qualities you have in your mind, good qualities you have in the body, that makes it a lot easier. The Buddha has his ask every day. As days and nights fly past, what am I becoming? And the body is getting older, but the mind doesn't have to get older. The mind can develop all the way up to the time when you leave the body. You keep on getting it better and better by developing good qualities in mind. Like when you're meditating, you're developing mindfulness, the ability to keep something in mind. That way when you learn lessons in life, you don't forget them. You can apply them when they're needed. Alertness to watch what you're actually doing, so you can learn from your actions. Ask yourself, how did the Buddha gain awakening? But there was nobody to teach him how to gain awakening, but he learned from observing his own actions. What got good results, what didn't get good results. It's being alert like this that he was able to learn lessons that he could then keep in mind. But what made it skillful was the quality of ardency, trying to do this well. Nobody had asked him to become Buddha. Nobody had told him to become Buddha. He did this entirely on his own. It was his desire to be as skillful as possible, his harmless in his search for happiness, finding happiness that really lasts, that's not subject to change. That required that he develop as many skills as he could in his thoughts, in his words, in his deeds. That's how he became Buddha. That may be a big stretch to ask us to become Buddhas, but we can become more skillful in how we think, how we act, how we talk. We become better people as a result, happier people, because you look back on your actions and if you see that you made a mistake, you're happy to admit them so you can learn from them. Then we look back and see that you haven't made any mistakes, you haven't harmed anybody through your search for happiness. Then you can take delight in that and keep on training. And this way you find happiness in a way that's very responsible. And you become a better person. This belief we have that everybody has to be young in order to be happy, that's being sold to us by people who are trying to sell us artificial youth. But the people who are trying to get us wise, those are the ones that we want to listen to. They're wise and they have compassion for us. They've found the path to true happiness, and they want other people to find that path as well, but it's something that each person has to do for him or herself. We suffer because of our lack of skill. Nobody else can make anyone else skillful. They can show how the skill is done, but you have to decide on your own that, yes, you are ardent in wanting to become skillful. That's how the mind gets better and better, even as the body wears down. We live in this world, this human world has a mixture of pleasures and pains. Times when it's easy, times when it's difficult. But we have these skills that we've developed in the mind, the skills of mindfulness, alertness, and ardency. This helps to make sure that we don't suffer no matter what happens. We become people who are above the world. In other words, the world spins around, but we don't spin around with the world. The world goes up and down, but we have our ups and downs that are independent of the world. So we want to make sure that the mind keeps going up, up, up. Gets better and better. That way when the Buddha asks you, days and nights fly past, what are you becoming right now? You can answer him with pride. You're becoming the best person you can. You do that not only to please him, but also, of course, for your own true well-being.